I like the feel of being way out there. You can just barely see land, and you feel like you're paddling forever but never getting anywhere, and then all of a sudden the land just kind of rushes up on you.
That's Duluth-based paddler Jared Munch describing what it's like to make a long open water crossing on a stand-up paddleboard on our own inland sea, Lake Superior. I am Jim Gallagher, and on this edition of Paddle Minnesota, I talk with Jared about his first ever circumnavigation of the Big Lake on a stand-up paddleboard. Jared, you just completed a 1,400-mile paddling expedition over 49 days, paddling clockwise around Lake Superior on a stand-up paddleboard. What inspired you to undertake this first ever expedition?
One large thing is that I had originally been looking at studying abroad in Patagonia. It was a study abroad option designed specifically for whitewater kayakers. It looked really awesome, but it was also really expensive and wasn't going to help me with my major. So I came to a realization that instead of going halfway around the world to have fun, I should use that giant lake that's practically in my backyard. The whole idea of paddling around Lake Superior came about, and then the SUP portion of it kind of hit me originally. I thought, oh, maybe I'll sea kayak around it. But I knew a lot of people have sea kayaked around it, and I wanted to do something a little more unique than that. So I put it upon myself to stand up paddleboard around it, which a lot of people thought I was mentally insane for, but I definitely knew it was something that could be done.
As you mentioned, there were a lot of people that have sea kayaked around Lake Superior or traveled in some other kind of a boat, but nobody had gone around it on a stand-up paddleboard before.
Yeah, that's correct. And there's definitely a reason that no one had stand-up paddleboarded around it. It is a new sport. It's starting to hit the Midwest region really well. It's been around in Hawaii for a large number of years. But it is a much more difficult aspect of paddling, and it certainly takes a more skilled paddler to be able to do it over long distances. I've spent the past 4 summers instructing whitewater kayaking, whitewater canoeing, and stand-up paddleboarding. And the combination of all of that has given me a very broad set of paddling skills.
Is the board that you paddled very much different than other paddle boards that are out there?
It is different than most paddle boards that you will see just for recreational use. My board was a 14-foot touring board, so it had a lot of volume in it, and it could handle really big waves with no problem. I put me and all of my gear on it and never really felt unstable. My board was very large, and it worked really well for paddling around the lake.
How many days could you go unsupported?
My largest time without any support was 10 days. That was from the Canadian border to Terrace Bay, which is the town right by the Slade Islands.
You averaged, I think, almost 4 miles per hour while traveling. Did you have a pretty good idea before the trip of how fast you could paddle fully loaded?
Yeah, I had done a trip at the end of last summer, very similar, with a 14-foot board and fully loaded. I went from Duluth to Grand Portage, which was about 150 miles. And during that trip, I had averaged 3 miles an hour. I was actually moving faster this summer on the new board I was on. It was much more efficient through the water than the old one. I had some really big days on the lake. My GPS that I was carrying told me at one point I was moving 12 miles an hour, which isn't unreasonable if you have a good downwind push with waves behind you.
What was your biggest day on the water?
My biggest day was 52 miles. That was coming out of Whitefish Bay, and I made it almost all the way into Grand Marais, Michigan. I had a little bit of a downwind push all day, and think I spent 15 hours on the water.
That's a big day, no matter what kind of craft you're on. That's a long, long day. This was a pretty physically demanding trip. How did it affect you?
Not the thing that hurt the most during the trip was my hands. Just from being wrapped around the shaft of the paddle, within the first couple of weeks, my knuckles got really achy, almost like an arthritis feeling, and that continued to get worse and worse throughout the trip. At one point, I actually took a lot of tape and wrapped it around the shaft of the paddle just to make it wider to give myself a wider grip with my fingers and ease the pain. For over a month, once I was back, my hands were still very painful to move.
When you started your expedition on May 20th, I was checking this, and Lake Superior still had ice in places. Tell us what you were wearing while you were paddling.
What I had organized for my gear was clothing that would work when it was cold and when it was warm. So when it was cold, what I was wearing was a 3-millimeter Farmer John type wetsuit, so it covered my legs and my torso and could wrap up around my shoulders. When it was cold, I would wear that, and then just a dry top to block the wind, maybe Under Armour or other fleece layer underneath. Then when it was warmer, I could actually take off the top part of that wetsuit and just have my legs covered. The air is much cooler down by your feet than it is up by your head, so the first week, my feet were always very cold. I was wearing 5 millimeters of neoprene on my feet, and it wasn't enough. So after the first week, I swapped into some 7-millimeter neoprene booties, and that's a lot of rubber to go over your skin, but that's what I needed to keep me warm.
That's Duluth-based paddler Jared Munch describing what it's like to make a long open water crossing on a stand-up paddleboard on our own inland sea, Lake Superior. You're listening to Paddle Minnesota on Northern Community Radio. Did you have others paddling with you along the way?
1,200 miles of the trip I did solo, and then about another 200 were with friends.
So you mentioned carrying a GPS with you. Did you have other emergency equipment that you carried?
The GPS was actually a GPS satellite phone hybrid, so I was able to send and receive text messages with it, as well as send off an SOS and communicate with rescue crews.
Okay.
One thing that I did use the GPS for a lot was having people text me detailed weather forecasts for wherever I was, and that was how I planned not only the day of, but 2 to 3 or maybe even 4 days in advance. If I knew there was a big storm coming, I put my head down and plowed out 40 miles a day consecutively just to reach some sheltered area on the lake before a big storm hit.
Lake Superior is a big lake. Did the paddling conditions vary around the lake as you paddled?
If you make one sentence about the north shore of Lake Superior, it's all extremely steep and very rugged. It's a beautiful place to paddle, but it's a big commitment and it takes a lot of skill to be able to do it safely. The south shore is much more friendly than the north shore in that aspect. It's just endless sand beaches everywhere. Very friendly paddling.
What was your longest open water crossing on your route?
It was at least 25, and that was crossing from the Huron Mountain Range on the Upper Peninsula of Michigan all the way over to the town of Gay, which is towards the tip of the Keweenaw Peninsula.
Were you alone when you made that crossing?
Yes, I did it solo, and the way I had mapped it out, it was only supposed to be a 10-mile crossing, but the weather that day was absolutely perfect to turn into a bigger crossing. The wind was blowing in a pattern that if anything went wrong, it was going to push me straight inland, and I would just wash up on a beach if I got too tired. I like the feel of being way out there. You can just barely see land, and you feel like you're paddling forever but never getting anywhere, and then all of a sudden the land just kind of rushes up on you.
Was there ever a point where you were just completely overwhelmed by the enormity of what you were undertaking?
Not necessarily that. The largest difficulty was just dealing with the boredom of being in that same routine every day, waking up at sunrise, paddling all day, and setting up camp at sundown. It was just kind of mind-numbing at a certain point. and I was pretty over it, but I knew it had to get done, and that's one of the reasons that I did it so fast is that I was just getting a little bit bored with it, and I wanted it to be over. So I was pushing myself just to complete physical exhaustion because I was so excited to be back home in Duluth.
I understand that you just got back from Southern California, where you got a bit of recognition in the stand-up paddling community. Tell us about that.
It was an award presented by Sup the Mag. It's one of the bigger magazines and online publishers of stand-up paddleboarding media. I won the top expedition of the year.
Did your circumnavigation of Lake Superior get other attention in the media?
Outside Magazine did a story on me, and I'm currently working with putting stories together for Sup the Mag and other SUP-specific magazines. So the story is getting out there, and my end goal is to create a 20-minute video that documents the Lake Superior watershed as a world-class paddling destination.
Your expedition also raised funds for a Duluth-based charity. Tell us about that effort.
It is called the Neighborhood Youth Services of Woodland Hills. And what they do is provide opportunity for at-risk youth. And the money that I was raising for them is to be used for outdoor programming. It's good to see the kids outdoors and being engaged in something that's positive.
Where can listeners get more information about your expedition?
I have actually created a website. It's www.munchmorepaddling.com. That's Munch as in my last name. I also have a Facebook page where all of my posts for the summer are on there. Each day I was posting my mileage, and you can even click and see a map and see where I was camping each night. So that's kind of a cool thing to have.
Talking and writing about your experience will hopefully inspire others to get out and explore their own backyard.
My theory was if I could paddle the whole way around Lake Superior on an SUP, I don't see any reason that someone can't enjoy a small body of water on a calm day and just have a good experience in general.
Well, thanks so much for talking with me today, Jared.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It has been a pleasure.
That was Duluth-based paddler Jared Munch. He completed a 1,400-mile circumnavigation of Lake Superior on a stand-up paddleboard this past summer. I am Jim Gallagher. You're listening to Paddle Minnesota on Northern Community Radio.